You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, you and I are both in our offices. That's unusual and pretty nice, I think.
Yeah, it's real nice. No offense, I enjoy my travels, but yeah, it's really nice to be home.
Yeah, me too. Hey, so when we're on the road and when we're not, one of the things we hear about all the time, and you're in the thick of it, is Argentina, La Nina, the drought. So let's start with what conditions are like and maybe where we think they are in their growing season to get an idea of how much longer this might run in Chicago.
Well, it's certainly from a crop development perspective, we are done with the corn crop. At least most of the reproduction is now done. So certainly the late planted corn, the early planted corn was done a couple of weeks ago. Soybeans are still in the midst of their pod filling stage at this point. There may be a few fields out there that might be setting, but I don't think so. It's so dry, I don't think that's the case any longer. From what I hear, maybe a couple of weeks at the absolute most left. And after that point, I don't think that the dryness is going to have much of an impact any longer. And it is dry. The forecast does not offer any real significant change over this next week and a half. We have an opportunity for some showers, so don't get me wrong. There will be a little bit of precipitation around, but these are showers that are going to produce a tenth to five-tenths of an inch of moisture. Many areas in the country will get that at one point or another in the coming week, but you just can't do anything to fix a drought with that kind of moisture. There's always a chance for locally strong thunderstorms, and I think we could probably see that Sunday or Monday, and maybe again at the end of next week, going into the second weekend of March. But that would be, very localized and not necessarily very helpful for the majority of this drought-stressed crop. So the bottom line is that I don't think we're going to see a lot of change in the next couple of weeks while this crop finishes.
Are there other hot spots across the planet we haven't discussed very much in the last several weeks? And I'm thinking of two places. We talk a little bit about wheat in the United States, but we haven't hit South Africa at all and their corn crop. They have had just a horrible drought in the past, and I don't think this year has been all that much better.
Well, the eastern half to maybe two-thirds of South Africa's production region has done relatively well. They've had time precipitation. It's not a stellar year, but that area has done relatively well. The west, one-third, though, it's a whole other story. A lot of peanuts are produced in that western part of their production area, along with cotton. And then there's a smaller percentage of the corn and even smaller percentage of soybeans that are produced in those westernmost areas. And they have done poorly all year long. It's been very droughty. And so you're correct that it'll be another smaller than average crop and nowhere near as big of a problem as what we've seen in recent past years.
And here in the United States, update me on the wheat crop, especially in the Southwest.
Yeah, the Southwestern plains still are in pretty big trouble at this point. We're starting to warm up the soil, so a little bit of the irrigated crop is going to try to break dormancy here over the next week or so. That'll be good for us to have an opportunity to see if there's any winter kill out there in southwest Kansas into Texas Panhandle. But otherwise, the dryland crop is so dry right now that it's probably not going to green up, even if the temperatures rise into the 80s every afternoon. It needs a drink of water, and if it continues to be stressed as it is at the moment and we don't get moisture over the next few weeks while it is warming up, the crop may fail a little bit just from the lack of moisture. In the meantime, we are concerned about some winter kill out there, but I think the unirrigated crop probably did better with the cold than the irrigated crop did, just simply because it has been so dry.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.